Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to follow on from this story that emerged this morning from the weekend. The death of one man and another critical, four others in hospital, after yet more problems with drugs at dance parties at Sydney Olympic Park at the weekend. The South Western Regional Metropolitan Commander is Assistant Commissioner Frank Minnelli, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. Assistant Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
It's nice to catch up with you again, although unfortunate circumstances, we do it. What details have we got on the man who died? How did this come about?
Look, it's a terrible circumstances. This young man, and I'm limited to what I can say, purely because we're preparing a brief for the coroner, but 19 years of age, and he was in a competition on the amount of tablets he can actually ingest.
I'm sorry?
Yes, that's the...
Just repeat that for people. It was a competition to what?
To see how many tablets they could ingest. That's how stupid, idiotic these people can be. And that is why I wanted to make sure that we try and get the information out there to try and prevent these tragedies from occurring. We need to help these young people make good choices.
I don't believe that. How has this information come to light, Frank?
Oh, look, we've spoken to a number of people there in relation to it, and like I said, police and doctors tried to assist a young person. They were doing CPR, had him transported to Concord Hospital, again, where they tried to virtually keep him alive, but he was now dead on arrival. And we had another young man, 20 years of age, and we only found out later in the day, yesterday. He was taken to Westmead Hospital by ambulance, and he's currently on life support. And his parents did not know that he was attending a concert. So, like I said, we've got another concert coming up within 2 weeks' time, a two-day concert. We're expecting between 30,000, 40,000 each day. You know, again, I'm just telling people, we will have drug dog operation. We will have additional police. But we need the parents of these people to find out where they are going, what they are doing, who are they going with. Try and help make them good choices. If you're there with a friend, look after them. Make sure that they don't ingest tablets that don't abuse alcohol. We need to do something to try and prevent this carnage.
This is a mess. Someone rang me earlier on, Frank, saying, well, look, we need greater advertising, alerting them of the dangers. But, look, you're closer to this than I am, but it seems to me a group of 16,000, we can say, oh, well, it's only a handful of people. But, sadly, there's a whole heap others who, thankfully, they've survived okay. But they feel as if somehow it isn't going to happen to them.
The other thing, Stuart, is that we have people that will prey on some of these poor people that go to these concerts. Like, we arrested one person with 130 MDA tablets, another person with 98. So they actually go out and target these locations to try and actually sell the drugs to these people.
Now what is MDMA? Is that some sort of ecstasy?
It's an amphetamine.
Right,
It's a raw product of amphetamine. It has a number of impurities, and that's why you just don't know the effect it will have on the individual.
So we've got a 19-year-old man who's dead, despite the best efforts of those who were there. Then you discovered yesterday morning that a 20-year-old man from Arncliffe had been taken to Westmead Hospital. He's in a critical but stable condition, but he's on life support.
Yes.
And there was also a 22-year-old man who had approached medical staff and allegedly informed them he'd ingested a large amount of pills.
That's exactly right. In total, there was four people taken to hospital in relation to drug overdoses and another 20-odd in relation to alcohol and other abuse.
Now, when I first read that this morning, I'm speculating that maybe he's been spooked, he saw sniffer dogs, he realised he had a few pills on him and he's decided to swallow them all in one hit. Your suggestion is, though, that this is part of some sort of culture within these dance parties, that there is a competition to see how many of these pills they can take.
The reality of that individual, Stuart, was that he was actually trying to hide and conceal the tablets in his mouth from police. And inadvertently, he swallowed them. And once he swallowed them, he ran to police and asked for assistance. And police and medical staff rendered assistance, and he was able to survive. So it had nothing to do with the drug dog. It was about trying to conceal these drugs and take them into the premises so he could either take them or sell to other persons.
What a witch's brew these dance festivals are. I know the organisers will always tell us it's not about the drugs, but it seems to me that the music, these festivals, they go hand in hand for some people. They're not turning up to get drunk. They're there with the drugs.
And that's our frustration. Look, we're working hand in hand with the organisers, and Sydney Olympic Park are very, very good. Every event, I'll put out a media release warning people, don't take drugs, don't abuse alcohol. We will have extra police, we will have drug dogs there. Now, I can put more police on, but all that will mean is I will arrest more people. You know, it's about people taking responsibility for their own actions. It's parents, mates, talking to their people, talking to the young people and say, listen, you're going to a dance party, what are you going to be doing? Make sure you don't get involved in drug taking. You know, you're going to enjoy the music, enjoy it for what it is.
I said earlier on, with all of the attendant publicity around the Bali Nine, there couldn't be a person of any age who hasn't missed that story in some way, shape or form. And it seems to me that if that doesn't highlight some of the dangers involved in the distribution, the dealing, the taking of these drugs, I don't know what more we can do as a society, Frank.
The problem is, we can't give up. You know, we've got to keep trying to make these people make the right choices. We've got to protect them from themselves.
Is this the first case you've heard where there's been some sort of informal competition among these people to try and take as many of these pills as they can?
Well, this is one of the more recent ones. It's actually come to light. Look, and it's the first theft that we've actually had at Sydney Olympic Park, purely because we scrutinise everyone that goes through, through drug dog operation, through bag searches, but we just have to work a little bit harder now.
It's a never-ending battle, this, isn't it?
It certainly is, and like I say, I appeal to parents. If you know your children are going to a concert, talk to them about the dangers of drugs. You know, if you're out there with friends, talk to them, keep an eye on them, make sure that they don't get involved in drugs, because there is no good ending.
In a case like this, with this 22-year-old man who approached officers and medical staff after accidentally ingesting large amounts of the pill, you would hope that once and for all they've seen the light, but I'm sure you see cases where a couple of weeks later they figure they've had their near-death experience and that's as close as it's going to come.
Well, we'd hope so. You just don't know. But like I say, we will continue to target these people. We know who they are. We'll try and prevent them from coming to future events.
Look, appreciate your time this morning. The work you do, it is just staggering. I'm just, most of us so far removed from this whole scene. It beggars belief to me. I can't believe what you're having to deal with.
Now, thanks very much, Stuart.
Appreciate your support, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All the best to you. The Assistant Commissioner, Frank Minnelli, who's the Southwest Regional Metropolitan Commander. What do you do about that? He's at the coalface. It's incredible, isn't it? They've got competitions to see how many of these tablets you can take. Others who figured, you know what, I'll shove them in my mouth and somehow I'll be able to hide them, and then they've accidentally swallowed them. We've got four people taken to hospital, one's dead, and another's on life support. And these are young people, 19, 20 years of age. Now, they're not kids. They're old enough to vote. They're old enough to go to war. They're old enough to hold licences. They're old enough to be in the army. They're old enough to make good and bad decisions. And some of them are making some very, very bad decisions that are costing them their lives.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.